We all are very activity oriented, are we not? We've always got something going. And in all our activities and interests of life, we always strive to do the best we can, so we have the best outcome we can with all these activities that we're up to. And I will maintain this statement. It's something that Sandy shared with me several years ago, and I never forgot it. That you get out of something what you proportionally put into it, right?
Right.
Because, let's think about it. When you wash the car, we all do that, I think. Everybody likes to have a nice, clean, shiny car. When we wash the car, the end result is always hope that I was planning to do a really good job on this. When you look at it, you want that to turn out. You want your effort to be worth it. And I think we can all relate to that sort of thing, especially now with the cost of cars like through the roof. Like you can pay $100,000 for a car now. That's on my first car was $960. That's a few years ago, mind you, but it's totally changed now. But we all strive for excellence, don't we? I know George Wake works at the bank. He can't make a mistake. If he makes a mistake, he's in big trouble. So he strives for excellence. Putting our best foot forward, I think that's built into almost everybody. We all put our best foot forward. So in this short message here this afternoon, I hope to inspire each of us to bring our best and do our best when we come together and meet on the Sabbath day. How important is that to you? How important is that to me? How important is that to us as a congregation? So what I've entitled this message today, I'm hoping it's short, by the way, is, and you can point the finger back at yourself. I'm pointing at myself here right now. I am coming to serve. That's as simple as it is. Let's have a look at a scripture, first one for today. Let's go to Colossians, the third chapter. I'm going to use two verses there, 23 and 4. Colossians 3. And let's be reminded of a very strong point here with these two verses. The Apostle Paul made this strong point to the church in Colossae. Colossians 3, 23 and 4. You know what? This particular church that Paul wrote this letter to, he didn't actually physically go there. I was reading a commentary on that yesterday, and that's what it said. So it's probably fairly true that he didn't go to this church. He was in prison. This is a prison epistle, by the way. Colossians 3, verse 23, and this is from the New International Version. I kind of like that version. I looked at a few of my. I thought I'd use this one for a change. And I quote, 23, whatever you do, you can put your name there, work at it with how much? Just a portion of your heart. No, all of your heart. As working to the Lord and not for men. Since you, the sentence goes on, that's a common there. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord that you are serving. End of quote. That's pretty easy to understand. That's not a difficult scripture. This tells us that whatever we're going to do, we strive to do it with our whole being. Just like when you wash your car. Only there to do a good job, right? Now, this book of Colossians really kind of struck a chord with me. As I looked at something on this, and it says overall the book of Colossians is referred to as a book of connections. You ever heard that before? A book of connections. And when I gave some thought to this, I asked myself, when we come together for each Sabbath, are we feeling connected? I thought that was important. Are we feeling connected here today? Because we are to be connected through this book. the Bible. We are to be connected through the Holy Spirit. We are to be connected to those two who are at the Godhead, those two whom we worship. Now, I thought about this point too. We have in our homes many different things that serve us. It's a long list. In the morning, probably one of the most important things in the Tanakish residence is that coffee maker. Yes. When we go down to the Tanakish residence, I'm using them because they're here. Why not? When we go down to the Tanakish residence, that's the first thing they ask. Would you like a coffee? That thing serves us, doesn't it? Might be a kettle in some cases. It might be a toaster. Might be all three of these things at the same time. I've blown fuses doing that. Right? But each one of these instruments, as I've already alluded to, they have to receive a power source. Don't they? They don't just work outside of this power source. And we know this, that it's electricity. And you think I can explain that to you? Not a chance. It flows through the wire somehow and fuels these things and that they serve us. Now, think about that for a minute. You and I convene every Sabbath as what? As what? Simple answer. I got it written down here. I didn't get this from anywhere. I kind of came up with it myself. A living human power source. Power source. That's what we are. We're a power source. Oh, you can't see it, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Reg, you're not going to walk out that door with some sort of power getting you that far, right? Not going to do it.
That's right.
And now we're not plugged in. Eric's our genius on the electrical stuff, as you can see today. We're not plugged into 110 in the wall there. We're not plugged into that. We don't get our power from that. We have a human power source. It makes us move around, talk, and all this sort of thing. It's a power source. Don't ask me how it works. I haven't got a clue. I don't know. On top of that, too, there's another power source that brings us all here. If it was just a human power source, we wouldn't be here. We had another power source. Anybody know what that might be? Well, we all know what it is. The power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So, as well, you and I convene every Sabbath day. For what reason? To serve God. And to serve each other. To serve God and to serve each other. Now, if we come here to serve each other, if we all do that to each other, we're serving, right? And being served. Works both ways. All at the same time. And of course, all these points, all these different points, show us that this is a congregation and a local fellowship group, and it's so important, and the power needs to flow. You know something? It does. It does flow. You guys do a fantastic job, every last one of us. I really appreciate that. Have you ever heard of this fellow? Robert Frost, born in the 1800s. He was one of these guys back in his day when he was this kind of guy that used the colloquial sayings, if we can put it. These sayings were easy to understand by people, but he was also a pretty good poet. Well, here's what Robert Frost said about people in general. He says, "The world is full of willing people, some willing to work, and the rest willing to let them." And it might be something like 0.5% or 1%. Well, you've heard of all these rich people. 1% of the world hold all the riches, right? Why? Why? Yeah, they got good ideas, but they're willing to, they don't, sometimes they inherit it, but they also continue to work at it. It's built into their electronic system, I suppose we could say. Brethren, serving each other should be a rewarding thing. Should be. That should be the experience. I am experiencing reward when I serve people. It feels good. Well, we have the opportunity to practice serving Christ and each other. Every time we come together on the Sabbath, why else would we come other than doing that? There's no real reason, right? No real reason. Well, there's a very, very, very powerful scripture in Matthew. I'm already turned there. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Now, you can go and read all these different things. Matthew 25, where does it start off? Right around, maybe 36, maybe 35. We're not going to read them all. I'm just going to quote one portion. All these important things were going on. Christ speaking here, all in red. Feeding the hungry, that's service, right? What about clothing the needy? Yes, that's service, right? What about helping the sick? Yeah, that would be service. So here's Christ speaking. I'm going to quote half of verse 40, because you've read this so many times. This is a very well-known portion of Scripture. And it says, about halfway through verse 40, you got that in your Bible, inasmuch, is that in yours? Inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. What it says there, that's important. Very important. You know, I was talking to an elder down in the Kitchener congregation, Church of God International in Kitchener, and the elder down there, his name is Rick Dubler. And I asked him, "Oh, Rick, I know you're the elder there, but who do you have as deacons?" He said, "I don't have any. I'd have to ordain the whole congregation." I said, "Oh." He said, "Because they all come here and serve. Every last one of them. They're all doing something." So that's an amazing declaration, isn't it, for a pastor to say about his congregation, of the brethren's dedication back and forth to one another. I thought that was pretty amazing when he told me that. I thought about that here. Maybe we should ordain all you people, because everybody gets involved here. So, have we ever heard the saying? I know you have. Many hands make what?
Easy work.
Light work. Yes, Tina, thank you. Easy work, Eddie, too, you're right. Many hands make light work. When we leave this particular room each Sabbath and head back to our homes, do we feel connected? I was careful. That's not a joke. When we leave here, do I feel connected to Eric? Do I feel connected to Reg? Do I feel connected to Brenna? And I even had this lady back here, her name wrong. Jamie, right? Do I feel connected to Jamie? And it goes right around the whole room. Do I feel that? Well, I should if I'm serving. And you should feel connected to me if you're doing that too. It works that way. That's what we're here for. It's a, how do we put it? It's an exercise in learning how to deal with people.
Right.
You're not hard to deal with. You're really easy to deal with, by the way, Reg.
Okay.
Does that make you feel good, Seth?
Yeah.
That's a connection.
Yeah.
Right? Let's have a look at another scripture. So we feel connected when we leave here. That's really important. Do we feel that we have contributed to the growth of Eric? Because he's coming here, right? Every Sabbath. Reg is coming here every Sabbath. Brenda's coming here every Sabbath. To what? To grow in grace and knowledge. And as I'm putting it up today, to serve each other.
Yeah.
Right, Jesse? I would say.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at another scripture. Let's go back to the Old Testament this time. Back to Psalm 100. I turn to that scripture. This must be the shortest scripture in the Bible. It's not. There's one with two verses. This got five. Psalm 100. We're only going to use the first two verses. We're talking about what today? I better check my title out, make sure I know what I'm talking about. I'm coming here to serve. Okay? Psalm 100. Service is what? It's an acknowledgement. I've got an exclamation mark after that. It's an acknowledgement. Each follower of Christ is what? Is called to serve. Look what it says here in Psalm 100 in verse 2. Shout for joy to who? Shout for joy. Who's shouting for joy? All the earth. Look at the next word, verse 2. Serve the Lord with what?
Gladness.
Come before His presence. We already did it. Thank you, Eric, for getting that going for us. With singing. Now, if I was to ask you guys what I'm going to ask you next, I want your reaction. This is a reaction question. Who is a servant of God?
Everybody.
We are! I'll do it again. Who is a servant of God?
We are.
We are.
That wasn't good enough. Who is a servant of God? Come on.
We are.
Yes. I've heard that done before, and I thought I'd try. It didn't work the first time. But next time it will, I'm sure of it. Some people think that believers are separated into these two groups. When I tie this, you're going to say, yeah, it's not. There's no two groups. The first group would be the ministry. They're better than you. I'm up here as an elder. You might think Stefan's better than me. No. That is not true. It's not true. I'm a servant leader. If I'm doing my job, you're seeing my example. Yeah, I'm going to be like Christ because he's trying to be like Christ. That's what it should be. It's not me. I'm going to be like Eric. No, if he's being like Christ, I'm going to be like him because he's following Christ. That's the right way to put it. Okay? So let me get back to that again. Some people think that believers are separated into two groups. No. The first group being servant leaders, and the second group being what we refer to as lay people. People that aren't ordained into the ministry. Now, the Bible does not make any such of a distinction. It's not there. Instead, Paul, who is a tent maker by trade, reminds the Ephesians, you won't turn to Ephesians, I'm going to quote it for you. He reminds the Ephesians of his day, as well as for us today, because we read the scriptures, it's in here, that we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works, that we should walk in them. Our service is a part of these good works. If you want to find the scripture for that, it's in Ephesians 2 and verse 10. A little short scripture. If there is no other reason to serve God besides gratitude for salvation, that's the best reason right there. Am I ever grateful for what Christ did? I'm going to be like him. What we were talking about before. That would be cause enough, wouldn't it? To be grateful for salvation? I guess it would be. So we are rescued and given eternal life along with the Holy Spirit's indwelling presence. This is a sermonette, last page. Our service is what? An acknowledgement of the Father and what He did by sending His Son. I don't think we relate to that sometimes. We forget that kind of stuff. But it's big. It's really big. You know, here's something interesting. Many people, and believers included in this, by the way, serve the big I. And around I, I've got an exclamation mark. You know what I mean by that? You will, if you don't right now. In other words, they're continually thinking, what do I find satisfying and pleasing? It's the eye disease, right? What do I find satisfying and pleasing? What do I need to do to be happy and prosperous? It's all about the eye. It's all about all the fingers being important. I'm important. That guy's I'm important. Now, if I is my master, if I is your master, if I is our master, we've got a problem. A real big problem. We are committing idolatry. Right? Idolatry. That's what it is. Anything given first place over God, including selfish desires, becomes an idol. Breaks the first commandment and the second. Might as well break them all, right? Service isn't just a good idea. God calls us to be servants so we can each invest our life in an eternally valuable purpose. Eternal valuable purpose. Really important. The salvation of others as well, and their subsequent discipleship also for God's glory. All for God's glory. It's amazing. Now our job may seem small, and our limitations may seem great because we're physical, we're flesh. That's what happens. But, here's a but. Truth is that we are all servants of God with an important role in the coming kingdom. Do we think about that? There's an important role to be fulfilled in the coming kingdom. Starts today. Has to happen today. This is a training ground. That time, brothers and sisters, is just up ahead. May we hear those important words on the inside of the narrow gate. What are those words? And when I start them, you're going to sing them along with me, because I do this all the time. Well done. Matthew 25. Well done, good and faithful servant. There's a few more things there, but I'll get to it. Welcome to the joy of the Lord. May we all come here to serve each other.